Here's what happened. I got a phone call at the paper. Would I like to attend a seance and for a show called In Search Of, narrated at that time by Leonard Nimoy?
Sure.
And I thought, wow, this will be a good story.
Had you known Leonard by that time?
Oh, yeah.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, we'd
met because of the TV
show. The film series had not started yet.
All right.
I think we had done two interviews up to that time. Of course, he was not there. He would only do the narration months later.
Yes.
But I thought you'd like to know that this seance was also attended by a Bay Area psychic, Sylvia Brown.
Oh, yeah, I know Sylvia Brown.
Now, Nasserino, I'd like to talk about him for a minute, because it's got to figure into something weird that's got to happen a little later. He had a number of scrapbooks, and he showed me all these pictures. He literally had hundreds of pictures he had taken of various parts of the house. He would set up his camera on a timer. He'd point it at a wall. He'd point it at a ceiling or some fixture or something, and he'd go off and leave it, and he'd come back the next day. And he would have taken a picture every 20 minutes or, you know, however he had set his camera. And so he was showing me these photographs, and I noticed that many of them had these strange, inexplicable splotches all over them, little streaks like something, you know, when a picture gets overexposed a little bit. And there was one picture I have never forgotten. There was a wall that appeared to be covered by newspapers. And I said to him, what is this? And he says, well, I don't know for sure, but I think sometime in the past, somebody had covered that wall with pages of a newspaper, and this camera is somehow looking into the past. And then he posed a very fascinating question. Or, John, is it looking into the future? Nobody
sounds like a Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Doesn't it?
For certain. Anyway, we did the seance. Now, I didn't notice anything.
And what did you think of Sylvia Brown?
Well, she was at the center of this seance. Her husband put his hand on her forehead, and she went into this kind of trance. We had all joined hands. We were to remain silent while the cameras were photographing this. And she went into this reverie kind of state where she was identifying people. There's a man. There's a woman.
Uh-huh.
She was given a name. Strange things are happening. But nothing really seemed to really tie together. Sitting at the table is Antoinette May. Do you know her?
I do not.
She has written, I talked to her earlier today, she's written a ghost book about California haunted houses. And she was also the lady who wrote the horoscope for the San Francisco Chronicle every Sunday, and that's how I happened to know her. And she has a book out right now you might be interested in called Pilot's Wife. I'm not sure if it's a bestseller or not,
right,
but she might make an interesting interview.
All right,
for
we'll
you.
Check her out.
I can give you some numbers to contact
okay.
her with.
Okay.
I think she was on the show when Art Bell was doing it, because she said she had been on the show.
We'll check those dates.
Sometime. Anyway, she was a keen observer watching all of this, and she says she saw a couple of flashes of light at the windows, and faces have been known to appear at those windows, according to the owner of the house, John Slaughter. He told the story of he was standing on the deck one day, and something invisible knocked the cigarette out of his hand, and the cigarette flew for 30 feet. So that's the first part of the story, George. Now, I started doing creature features a few months later, and I decided, now that I'm the host of the horror show, why don't I go back to the slaughterhouse, and I'll do an interview. So I did. I took a cameraman. We spent an entire afternoon there. And because my story had not yet run in the San Francisco Chronicle, I asked for a photographer to come over because the show was coming up in a week or so, and we were going to need a picture to go with the story.
Sure.
So we got a picture of John Slaughter and other things. So something strange, again, I've got to tell you, my wife does have these strange moments. There was a dog John Slaughter had, and I noticed that the eyes of the dog looked like the dog had been frightened to death. When you looked into his eyes, he just had this wild look in his eyes.
Yeah, I've seen that in people.
And I'd never seen it in a dog before, though. I thought that's the one thing about the house I really noticed. And after we left the house, my wife said, that dog looked into my eyes and told me to get out of this house. That dog was sending me a warning.
That's strange.
Weird. Erica went home. That was on a Friday night. She went to bed, and she did not get up until Monday morning. She wasn't sick. She just went into a deep sleep. I would go over to her. She'd say, I'm fine. I'm going back to sleep. This has never happened before, and it's never happened since. Now, the photographer from the Chronicle, Vince Majora, one of the Chronicle's great photographers, took a lot of pictures. And at 7 o'clock that night, just as I was settling in at home, the phone rang, and it was Vince telling me that he had just developed the photographs. Everything was normal except for one picture. And if you go to the book where that section is, do you have the book?
It's right in front of me.
182. Where he took a picture of the house from the street. So he's the street. The house was actually on a level below the street, so the upper level was almost level with the street. And along the roof line of the house, where the V comes together, there were these strange cloud-like formations, which he said he couldn't explain. He said there was nothing wrong with his negatives. All the other pictures had turned out well.
It's like fog all over the house,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, and he said, I can't figure this out. And I said to him, and if you look over to the left of the windows, there's a clear spot where the wood looks white instead of having a kind of gray color to it. Anyway, the point I wanted to make, George, was when I saw the actual photograph, all I could think of were those books of pictures that had been taken by the parapsychologist,
mm-hmm.
Nasserino, because those were covered with splotches very similar
to what was
on this picture. And I thought, well, if one camera picks it up, I guess another camera could pick it up.
This could be ectoplasm. You know what that is, John?
I have no idea.
It's part of the spirit.
Well, the house was alleged to have been the site of many murders. They suspected that bodies that might have been buried away behind walls. Here's one more thing, George. The site of the house had originally been an Indian burial ground back in the 19th century.
Well, there you go.
So there's another, in fact, Ed Warren would tell you that's a key to possibly explaining some of the mysteries that surround the house.